This is the next billion-dollar altcoin.
This project has built three things that will change the crypto world forever.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the Bean Pod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Bean Pod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be revealing an altcoin, which not only has the potential to be the next billion-dollar project, but has built three separate things that are changing the world of crypto forever.
This is the fastest growing project in crypto right now, I'd say. 20,000 plus holders, shaking off FUD, and it's revolutionizing the entire blockchain space forever with these innovative projects.
You can't keep this project down. No. Not only is it being talked about all over Twitter, you know, it's still a relatively new project.
Yeah,
but you know, it has absolutely exploded lately. And that's because when you look into what this project is doing, they're not just working on one project or one product or one platform. They are making so many moves. You know, we see a lot of projects. We talk to teams, we're in Telegrams, we're in Discords, we're all over social media looking for the next gems to let you guys know about. We've become very good at seeing the hardworking teams compared to the lazy teams.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah.
You know, all you have to do is just go into their Telegram or Discord and ask the team, like, you know, not even a crazy question, just ask them a question. They'll deflect it. They don't know. We'll get back to you. They don't even answer. No, not this team. This team directly responds to everything. They have proof to back up everything they say. You can see they're launching new updates, new projects, new platforms every single day. So this, you know, just reinforces our thesis, which we've had from this altcoin from the start. One of the hardest working teams in crypto.
Absolutely. I think that's what we've got a lot better at, is finding these teams that actually have updates, because, you know, a lot of times these projects can run a little bit dry and investors get a little bit weary. And it's like, is my investment okay? It's like these guys, they constantly just bring out update after update, and each one is a banger.
Yep.
Like, bro, they just recently integrated with Linea.
Yeah.
Which is a top 50 blockchain by TVL. That this is the same team that built MetaMask and is founded by Consensus. Mm-hmm. Like, industry giants. They are now working officially with this project.
Yeah, for sure. So if you haven't already realized, we're talking about OPSEC. It's an altcoin. It's a crypto project that we've talked about on this show, in our Discord, on our social media channels for a while now. It's performed very well. And, you know, every day in crypto, especially now we're in the bull run, there's so many people that just don't have a ton of crypto knowledge. There is FUD going around. So, you know, OPSEC, someone posted some silly thing about OPSEC that, you know, was questioning their legitimacy. And again, just going back to what you just said, OPSEC is partnered with one of the most legitimate companies in the industry, in Linea, which is the same team as MetaMask. And who did they just bring on the team? Someone that worked in Ethereum with Vitalik Buterin?
Officer CIA. He is one of their lead researchers for OPSEC. The guy works hand in hand with Vitalik.
Yeah. So, I mean, the legitimacy of this project, in our opinion, cannot be questioned. You know, we like to see, you know, if people are going to bring out, expose hackers, expose scammers, expose fake projects. We're all about that because we don't want to see anything fake in this space. It gives the space a bad name. But when you're going to bring up, you know, FUD to a legitimate project, it just, you know, you're hurting. There's real people building these companies. So we don't like to see that. Hopefully we don't see that anymore in the future. But yeah, I think, you know, you look at this, how well this project bounced back immediately. You can see the faith that people have in this project, and we personally do as well.
Yeah, so we talk that this is the next billion-dollar altcoin, and there's a reason for that. It's everything that they're rolling out right now. we've been in the game for a very long time. We've both been in crypto since like 2016, 2017, what have you. There was a project called Helium. And Helium, you could, it's like a little wireless router, whatever you can have in your house.
I got one over here.
Yeah. You make a couple bucks a day. But the only thing you could mine was more HNT tokens, right? And it contributed to the Internet of Things, if you will. That went from a $40 million market cap to over $5 billion. You can only mine Helium.
Yep.
And that was like their only service that they offered. With this project, you can mine virtually any crypto.
Yeah.
Whether that's op for optimism, or if you want to tie in and mine some Tau from BitTensor. Mm. So you can actually bring all of these things, and it's really easy because it's a dashboard with these one-click nodes, not to mention all the other platforms that they have going on right now, which is going to contribute to their market cap overall, which is why we believe this is the next, multi-billion dollar altcoin.
For sure. Obviously, this is not financial advice. This is just our opinion. As you know, we both hold the OPSEC token. But the main reason we wanted to do this episode today is just to tell you about, as we said, the three main pillars of this project that can drive this to a multi-billion dollar project. So the number one is what you just alluded to, which is the Cloudverse. Now, the Cloudverse is already live. So this is a decentralized cloud computing node, portal where anyone can tap into mining all of these different ecosystems via the Cloudverse. And this is online. You don't need a physical hardware device to do this. And as you mentioned, BitTensor, Celestia, Optimism, Base Network, Starknet, all these kind of things. And they just, they had the initial sale for these cloud mining things. And it sold out, I think, in 24 hours, over 800 nodes already. And they're going to be releasing a ton more because the demand is just so high. So you can see people are piling into this.
OPSEC is all about decentralization, security, innovation, and scalability. One of the biggest problems with Ethereum is that most of their nodes are hosted on centralized servers. I think AWS makes up like 60 to 70% of the nodes for the servers for the data centers for Ethereum. With OPSEC and the Cloudverse, you are contributing to the decentralization of any network, really. The more nodes, the better. The more nodes that are deployed, the better. And it's controlled by the users, which promotes network security and decentralization. Because if you just have one centralized server and something happens, if there's a hack or a bug or whatever, that really affects the entire project. But if you have them scattered throughout the planet, then you're enhancing, like we said, the security and the privacy.
I mean, Vitalik Buterin himself said that the mining and nodes on Ethereum was way too centralized, right?
Yeah.
So OPSEC is solving a problem that Vitalik himself has said needs to be solved. So that's the Cloudverse. That's pillar one. And that's live, as we said, right now. And the demand is very, very high for this. Number two, we have the CloudSec router. So now OPSEC, moves again kind of into a proven model like what Helium did, but even better in our opinion. Now, this is an actual physical hardware device that they've built. So this is going to be enhancing online privacy, their security using onion routing. This is going to allow people to tap into their one-click node deployment. And again, this is like, it's the future of decentralized private networks. So if now someone actually wants to get into the hardware side of privacy and cloud mining, they can do it. They've got this Cloudverse thing set up. Now they've got the OPSEC router set up, which is a hardware device, so you can tap into even more integrations in the Cloudverse. It's awesome.
Yeah, an advanced routing device that is really going to improve online privacy and security. Data gets routed, and that's the thing about this decentralized nodes thing is the fact that instead of having data go down one stream, one pathway, it's now being dispersed across all the different nodes, which is enhancing that security and privacy and getting routed differently.
I don't know about you, but I want to get my hands on an OPSEC router.
Yeah, it looks sharp, eh?
For sure. I mean, it looks cool. It has a ton of functionality. And look, if you believe that we are in the start of a potential, the golden bull run, which I personally think we could be, if you can actually get involved in mining, if you can get involved in, running a node on some of these top blockchains, the potential for that to, obviously not financial advice, but earn you a ton of money. Think about if you start tapping into mining BitTensor, Tau.
Yeah.
If Tau goes to $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 a Tau, what if Optimism goes crazy? What if Celestia goes crazy, right? If you're running a node through Cloudverse on one of these blockchains, that can be a massive source of income for you, not financial advice.
Well, you can do it from, multiple chains all at once, right? And you don't have to have the hardware necessary to mine just Tau. on BitTensor. Like, you can just do it through the dashboard. Like, super simple.
Yeah. So, you know, okay, now we have, all right, Cloud versus Live. OPSEC router is coming soon. And then we have the third pillar, and this, not a ton of details have come out about this one yet, but this one could be actually the one piece that ties the entire OPSEC ecosystem together, and it's only been recently revealed, is that OPSEC is building their own AI native layer one blockchain.
Yeah, so this is the OPSEC AI network. And basically, it's like, imagine being able to build and develop on an AI blockchain with no barriers. This means that teams can host their AI projects and their products and tools on this AI layer and get rewarded for it. And then it brings in, you know, modular architecture, which apparently is superior to BitTensor's.
Right.
Which says a lot.
Okay.
You know, it says a lot.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, well, you know how much we love Arai Chain, and we have been talking about Arai Chain for a long time in this show, is because it was one of the first AI native layer ones, right? And you can see how successful they've been.
Yeah.
So now we have OPSEC saying, look, we like what these guys are doing. We're going to be bringing in a similar architecture. And, you know, layer ones in a bull run have massive potential, because if a layer one truly starts to get adoption, then you start to see projects building in the layer ones. You know, you have this project that the layer one can do gaming or metaverse or DeFi or whatever, all in the layer one. And when we're talking about the future of technology in the world, it's AI. So the fact that blockchain plus AI plus cloud computing is all going to be living in the OPSEC ecosystem, that means the potential, that's why we say it could be a multi-billion dollar project, because the sky is the limit for OPSEC. I think, the ecosystem they're building is super impressive.
They've proven that they can deliver, too. Anything that they've said they're going to do, they have done. You know, this is a team that sponsored ETH Denver, attending the NVIDIA conference. You know, they got Boost there speaking, all these things. Sending real people to these conferences. Mm-hmm. The thing I like about this OPSEC AI network that they're building is it's privacy-preserving AI. This is cross-chain focus, meaning it'll be interoperable with all chains. also has the AI oracles for trustworthy, verifiable, and tamper-proof data.
Mm.
So this is, I think, when teams realize that they can start building on OPSEC, in addition to everything else that we just alluded to previously in this episode, this is why this becomes a multi-billion dollar altcoin.
And I mean, here's the best part, right? They're building this entire ecosystem based on these three pillars, which we've just said. They've got software, they've got hardware, they've got layer one. And at the center of the entire ecosystem is the OPSEC token. So the OPSEC token will be used as currency for payments for everything in the ecosystem, from cloud computing payments to potentially looking at gas on the layer one, their own layer one network, to payments for buying the OPSEC router. You know, OPSEC has built an entire ecosystem around the token utility of the OPSEC token. It's not just some governance token where it's like, it doesn't really do anything, like, for example, Arbitrum, right?
Yeah.
OPSEC has, they see the right moves that they need to make for the future. And by building the entire ecosystem around the OPSEC token, that's why we think people are going to be incentivized to hold this long term, because it actually has use in one of the fastest growing ecosystems in crypto.
And I'm hearing rumors of, you know, a revenue share. I think the percentage will be pretty high. Maybe that comes through staking. You can earn a bit more. But that's something I'd be keeping my eye on as well.
Yeah. I mean, as we said, like, this team ships new projects and updates so quick. We even just recently saw them ship something called OneSec, which is another completely new part of their platform that they're going to be building out, which is based on building decentralized, you know, dApps for potentially for their own AI layer one blockchain, making it easy for people to build using their tools. So it's just another feather in their cap, right? These guys don't stop.
Yeah, it's constant. I mean, you tack on some of the other team members and it's just like, this is the evolution in supercomputer platform performance. So they're doing everything right, in my opinion.
For sure. So if you guys have any questions about OPSEC, let us know in the comments. You know, we're gonna continue to keep you guys updated in what has become one of our favorite projects in crypto.
Hey, make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is gonna be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.